Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
So, first up here, a Florida man was taken into custody after climbing a cell tower and then live streaming. This is in Hillsborough County, Florida. A Florida man was arrested after he climbed a giant cell tower. Deputies said law enforcement was called around 7 o'clock Saturday night. A man climbing the tower. When they identified him and responded to the site where he was climbing back down, he reached the ground, was taken into custody. A deputy can be heard asking him in the video, "You made it all the way to the top?" And the guy replies, "Yeah." Yeah, this, why? To live stream? Didn't you read the story about the chick who, like, fell off a cliff because she was trying to get a selfie, like, all for social media? The Florida man accused of trying to steal a plane didn't get very far. According to the Lee County Sheriff's Office, investigators were called to the airport to help Lee County Port Authority with a past burglary. They say two maintenance workers noticed a plane in the grass with a broken wing and an open door, and it was supposed to be on a designated ramp. Then they found all kinds of stuff, magazines with ammunition, a ballistic vest. Surveillance video showed the suspect, identified as Bruce Matthew Plummer, getting on and off a plane, turning on the lights of another, moving a plane onto the grass, out of camera view. What did he want to do? He had all kinds of stuff in his record, several DUIs, violation of probation. He's charged with, a lot. Armed burglary of an unoccupied conveyance, grand theft over $100,000. I didn't know that this was its own charge. Possession of a bulletproof vest while committing certain offenses. I didn't know that was a whole other charge, did you?
I guess that makes sense, but yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I mean, that seems kind of, why? I think that's kind of a fruity charge.
Well, remember that L.A. case back in the 90s where those guys that were in full body armor was just trying to rob that bank and the cops couldn't stop them because every time they'd hit them with bullets, they would just keep going.
Yeah,
so it makes sense, I guess, but I'd never heard of it.
Yeah, that's a weird thing. Let's see here. Oh, I got a couple more. I'm not reading this one. Not going to read that one either. Some of these are just, no, we're not doing it. This one, a Florida man defrauded Home Depot of $100,000. Investigators say they were scanning he'd scan stuff, walk out with other things. Like, he'd scan something like the Henry floor patch, which cost $9.98, and walk out with white roof coating, which cost $248. So he had like a whole scheme that he was doing. So he'd scan for something and then he would, you know, he'd take something else that was obviously more of value. And this was in Miami Beach and Orlando. It was in a few things. So this isn't you, Steve, right? You're not a Florida man. Bets $50,000 that there would be a streaker during the Super Bowl, goes to the game and streaks, and then loses $374 in winnings after he bragged about it on the internet. So a guy, I mean, it's kind of funny. He bet that there would be a streaker at the Super Bowl, and then he gate crashed the Super Bowl and streaked. Because he bet on that there would be, and so he made it happen. And then he bragged about it online. He boasted in interviews that he would make all this money, and he had placed $50,000 on someone doing it. And he was bragging about it, and then he should have kept quiet. Now all of his payouts are frozen. They're investigating and all that stuff. So that's so dumb. Why would you do that? Why would you do that? I mean, you know, he could have just stayed quiet. And then a woman gets a chilly reception from Coconut Creek police. She robbed a Dairy Queen. Of all the things to rob, Allison Fetting, 44, of Palm Beach County, walked into a Dairy Queen, brandished a gun, demanded money. No one was hurt. She was taken into custody. I mean, why at a Dairy Queen of all places? Our partners over at Kel-Tec, the Sub 2K. This is a great company, family owned values. Kel-Tec just does stuff. You know, they're very innovative. And the Sub 2K Gen 3 version, this is a 9mm carbine. You can fold it right in half. Previously, you had to remove your optics. You had to detach all your stuff to fold it in half, but you don't have to now. That's one of the upgrades with the Gen 3. It's a simple twist and fold motion of the patent-pending rotating forend. Either direction, folds it in half, just as quickly and easily deploys it. They also have a couple of other upgrades to this as well. Upgraded aluminum trigger, light and 5-pound pull, upgraded action. Even have a new chamber indicator, and all made in America, family-owned business and values with Kel-Tec at their best. So make sure you check it out. It reads as sub 2000, but it's the sub 2K Gen 3. And to learn more about it, visit KelTecWeapons.com. That's K-E-L-T-E-C weapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you. Now, I got a culture thing before we get into headlines. I don't watch the Oscars. I don't. I'm not. I used to watch it because I like to watch people's outfits, and I like to see who is the gothiest of them all. Because you always get somebody who really pushes the envelope. A lot of red carpet dressing, so boring, and everybody plays it safe. I'm a chick. I like to look at this stuff, right? I don't really see half of the stuff that they put out because most everything's garbage. But I actually may watch at least one thing at the Oscars. Just because I thought it might be hysterical. Now, I'm going to tell you something I'm not proud of. I wanted to see what all of the... I didn't actually make it through the movie. I wanted to see what everybody was talking about with the movie. Because everybody was arguing... And some of my conservative friends were disagreeing with each other. Because they were saying that the film's director is apparently so self-unaware that she accidentally made a giant... Basically, the film is a giant epitaph for third wave feminism. And she didn't realize that she did it. And I wanted to really see if that was the case. I could not make it through the movie. It was one of the worst things. It went on for way too long. It was really boring. But I will say that Ryan Gosling, all you had to do was just put his scenes together and call it Ken. And it would be, you know, it would be a blockbuster. It would probably get all the Oscars. Just saying. So anyway, the reason I said I was going to watch one part of the Oscars is because he's apparently performing at the Oscars. Now, remember, he got an Oscar nomination and Greta Gerwig, the director, didn't. And Margot Robbie, who played Barbie, didn't get it. And everyone was so mad. They're like, can you believe Ken got it? Can you believe Ryan Gosling got it? It says sexist. Or maybe it's because you guys, I mean, her performance as Barbie was not the same as like her performance in I, Tonya. They were two different things. One, Oscar worthy. This one, she's, come on. Not the same, guys. It doesn't, just because something translates into dollars at the box office does not mean it's a good performance. And I can't even believe I'm defending the Academy on this. I feel like I need to jump off my roof now. But he's going to perform I'm Just Ken, which got nominated for Best Original Song at the Oscars. And I actually am going to watch that because he's hysterical. He is absolutely, I don't get into chick flicks. My favorite chick flick is Death Proof. Go watch it. It's one of Tarantino's best work. Kurt Russell's in it. It's a brilliant film. That's my favorite chick flick is Death Proof.
Chick flick.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That to me is a chick flick.
All right.
And the stunts in it alone are just sweet. Anyway, isn't he always like a romantic lead? That's like what he always plays. And so I never... But he was so smarmy in this movie. It was hysterical. So now I'm going to watch him do this. I'm going to watch this at the Oscars. I can't believe I'm saying this. I'm going to watch him perform this. And also because you know it's going to make all the third waivers mad. They're mad because he got nominated for best supporting actor or some cat, whatever. And none of the other chicks did. So apparently he's going to do it. Mark Ronson co-wrote the song. He used to work with Amy Winehouse. He helped her get real big. So I'm curious to see this. Are you good? I'm going to watch this. Are you going to watch this part?
I haven't seen any, even an inkling of the Barbie movie, nor...
Oh, I wanted to die. I mean, I didn't even get all the way through it. I got maybe a little bit past when they... I mean, I don't even think I got halfway through.
I think I've always resigned now to these big shows where if there's one singular thing on these shows that I may want to see, I'm not still watching the show. I'm still not watching, but I'll see the clip on Twitter. Later.
I'm going to wait and I'll just kind of keep an eye on Twitter. And when people are talking about him getting on stage, I'll flip it over and rewind it back and I'll watch it.
Yeah,
and then that's it. Because I can't sit through the whole thing. I'll die. And I'll take all of you
with
me.
You.
I'm kidding. No, I'm not.
It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
All right. So first up for our headlines here, we've got almost a third of Americans. This is a poll via Reason. Say that the First Amendment goes too far because these people are a bunch of pansies. I just feel like if I was a tyrant, I would do surveys like this, and everyone who surveyed wrongly, I'd round you up. The survey found that 2/3 of morons believe that America is on the wrong track when it comes to free speech. It's a foundation for individual rights and expression, the FIRE group. It's a new poll. They say, yeah, a third of people that they surveyed, according to their press release, are absolute morons. They went to Dartmouth and they asked 1,000 morons at Dartmouth about their opinions on free speech. And a third of them were actually believe this. They said only 25% of respondents agreed that the right to free speech was very or completely secure. Those are the people who are smart. The rest of them are walking abortions. That's what they are. Walking mental abortions. I mean, you're almost going to convince me. I mean, I'm all for late term if it means that those people can be candidates. Apple is going to wind down the electric car effort. Yeah, because everyone is. It's not just Apple. They're canceling their work on EVs after the Odyssey, this decade-long project. They're actually putting everything in really into AI is what they're looking at. They're not looking at EVs anymore. They're winding that down because, again, everyone is. Union Square in San Francisco, the Macy's store, is amongst many slated to close. Now, this is like a combination of a couple of things. Macy's isn't doing well, and they're switching to more higher-end like Bluemercury and Bloomingdale's. They've tried a boutique concept as well in a number of different areas across the country that fared better than the traditional department Macy's store. So that's kind of part of this also because San Francisco is full of needles and feces. And nobody wants to be stepping over, nobody wants to be stepping over that stuff on their way to go and make a purchase. Nobody. Let's see. CNN has paid Don Lemon almost $25 million in total to settle his ouster. So he gets paid anyway. He has the last laugh. There you go. Google Gemini invented fake reviews, smearing a book about political biases. This is Peter Hassan had this piece where he noted that their Gemini, they actually slammed his book. They said the book was criticized for lacking concrete evidence and relying on anecdotal information, except it didn't. And it's completely insane that Gemini spat out summaries of four negative. They basically like cribbed different words from different people and made up false reviews. That's what they did. That's what Google Gemini did. Yeah, I know. Peppa Pig, which I've never watched, is enforcing unhelpful stereotypes with questionable messages about gender equality and behavior, say UK child behavioral experts, and US parents say that the show is turning their kids into brats. So Peppa Pig is apparently like the British version of Caillou, Canadian Caillou. If you're unfamiliar with Caillou, Caillou was a bald brat from Canada who whined about everything and really just, I don't know, this child. So the Peppa Pig series, they say that it's just teaching wrong. It's like brainwashing kids. It says that Peppa Pig has an attitude problem. She's a brat. Her mom is dumb and her father's useless. And it has these very dangerous stereotypes. I just can't believe kids watch this because it literally looks like something that a 4-year-old drew with an iPad. Right? I don't get it. I don't understand the appeal of this. And the massive grocery chain merger has hit a wall. The FTC and 9 states have filed suit to stop Kroger and Albertson from merging. We have more on the way. Stick with us. The AI situation. So Google is now finally saying, okay, our AI, maybe it went a little too far. They're admitting their inaccurate AI-generated images of Black founding fathers, Asian German Nazis, and female popes were unacceptable. Sundar Pichai said that Gemini AI's woke images were not acceptable in a memo to staff because people were really criticizing this. This is the Google CEO saying that the company is working around the clock to fix the issue. I don't know how they could be working around the clock to fix the issue. Someone said, can you give me a standard Nazi officer? And it literally showed them a picture of a black dude in a Nazi uniform. The memo was posted online and it said they wanted to address the issues with problematic text and image responses in Gemini. And they said that, it's shown bias because they've baked it in. That's the thing. How do you unbake the bias? That's not an easy fix. That is not an easy fix at all. How do you unbake the bias in this? I don't know. I mean,
Here's my thing. If they have to work around the clock because AI is making pictures of black people. Imagine if AI decides it just wants to kill humanity. How many around the clocks will we have to have to fix AI at that point? Like, what are we doing?
I don't know.
What are we doing?
I don't know. But I'm just saying it is. It's the whole thing is this is the problem that we're going to have. And I don't know. They said that so Pirate Wires, it's a tech publication. They said the reason that Gemini hasn't worked out and the reason that you have, and this is obvious, that you have all this dumb stuff is because of the people who work at Google. I mean, people who work at Google are apparently psychos. And they have stupid political views that they have to bake into their work. Thus, you get stupid generated AI images that are completely historically inaccurate. And they're trying to retcon history for bias. I mean, it's a problem. I mean, this is affecting absolutely everything. I read a thread the other day about DEI and all of that in the practice of medicine, how it's affecting even that. And I'm not talking about just, it's a guy who says he's a woman. I mean, goes beyond that, where you have people who, you know, what if you, there was some nurse practitioner or something that had tweeted out using her photo and everything, that her friend, was wearing a button, who's a nurse, was wearing a button that had pronouns on it. And the guy whom she was drawing blood from, was asking her, well, why do you have pronouns on a button there? And it was an older guy. And it may have been because he didn't, not everyone lives on social media and plays in people's fantasy world of pretend gender. And the woman on Twitter had said, oh, well, you know, she seemed like my friend had to stick him twice to get a vein, and like wink emoji, like causing harm to someone over politics. That's psychotic.
And against the oath.
And I don't know. I worry about medicine. I worry about all kinds of stuff because all of this, it's creeping into everything. And when you have AI that people are going to be relying on for not just scientific breakthroughs, but I mean, war strategy, think about it. That's what the latest Mission Impossible was all about. You see how far the implications of this can go. And especially when you have this bias baked into it, I don't know how you unbake it.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.